Ramsey Brown, Matt Mayberry, Dalton Combs. Hi there. We'd love to help you out. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you tomorrow. 1. I am trying to use the Request Access, Learn More buttons of your webpage. The submit form pops, I filled in the fields, pressed submit and there is an error, the capped field cannot be blank. There is no displayed CAPTCHA field showing on this form, I popped over here to the right edge off the screen, a legal message button. Wow, some things can't be put into a mold box, and yes that would be me. Person James underscore Driscoll underscore Colorado 04 underscore 30 underscore 2018.pdf. First let me introduce you to my history. I am currently living my family childhood home since age 5 in the city in which I was born, San Bernardino, CA. Yes, that now infamous San Bernardino from the terrorist attack shooting of December 2, 2015. We know this event by the meme of being the feds versus Apple in the unlocking the phone device controversy. Remember, I am living in the home currently that I grew up in since age 5. At the time in December 2015, I was living in Denver, Colorado. I have attached my Truth Finder background check report. I want to share with you that in 2018 I am living in the home which I grew up in not by choice but by forced direction persecution factors of being ousted from my HUD subsidized housing in Denver, Colorado with an eviction that was filed against me on November 30, 2016, the day of World's AIDS Day Eve. This being the second time in my history dealing with a hate campaign against me. I dealt with an 11-month hate and harassment campaign in Denver, Colorado this time around. But in 2005-2006 I dealt with the same consideration of circumstances in subsidized housing in Oakland, California. It was in Oakland that I was being cyber-stalked, cyber-harassed, and a hacked profile online, cyber-hacked, a federal crime, to what I consider a gaslighting campaign of hate. I realize you guys are neuroscientists, and perhaps some psychology here. That is why I am writing a story to you here. You see, my technology domain internet spaces that I own from Oakland events was registered on June 2005. I have held this technology all of that time. On July 12, 2006, I do believe is the date when in eviction case WG06266106, I lost all options to fight my eviction and had to move back home to the home where I grew up. At that date, I registered the internet domain at growup.net spelled GRUWUP.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference on that final day of Oakland holding. At growup.net spelled GRUWUP.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference at the time had the acronym great reasons urbans will unite peace. I am a peace builder with an out-of-the-box technology understanding that brings me to my first very first job ever. In my resume, this is a binding technology URL, http://boundlessiintroductions, in the mindway.org/resume/jmd_resume.html. It shows that I worked for the San Bernardino Public Library. It was a volunteer project before I even started working there of coding what was called a BBS. Even at the time, I had to machine code an Apple Computer 6502 assembly programming language what is considered a communications device driver before there was such a name for such code. I wrote this from scratch. I developed what is a dial-up BBS bulletin board system from scratch called Microlink BBS. My name appears in the November 1986 issue of the Library Journal, http://boundless-i-introductions.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history. /item-proofs/history-driscoll/public%20access%20microcomputer%20services%20in%20public%20libraries.pdf, again use of a binding technology URL. Ops November 1987. Also in that issue is the following spotlight titled article, Personal Information Systems, the Library Role, http://boundless-i-introductions.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history. /item-proofs/history-driscoll/personal%20information%20systems%20the%20library%20role.pdf, and there is where we have connection to understanding what I am doing here connecting to you in detail. I have a personal information system that makes me one of the most unique cyber identities to ever exist on the planet for peacebuilding. But only if the conspiracy of persons whom are afraid of this technology would release their hate on me. You see, I can never be free from them if I go out online and attempt normal interpersonal relationship social networking. And there is no resolve for this. It is an intractable conflict of extremes. On the site of beyondintractability.org, the term wicked problem is used. This is a wicked problem. I don't know how to best describe to you. I am not a business orientation model working for a business working outcome. But if that is what it takes to have legitimacy to get them, the haters, to back off, I need some advice and help. By MBI Sections. Knowledge Base, online seminars, and blogs focused on strategies for limiting the destructiveness of intractable conflict. Beyond intractability, let's go back to the terrorist attack that happened in San Bernardino, December 2015. My brother's wife's daughter, Misty Dawn Crowder Driscoll, was in the building at the time of the shooting but just did not attend the Christmas party. That is how close to family that event of violence hits home here to the place where I grew up and registered. Grewup.net spelled GRUWUP.net. Great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared Safe Education, reference in 2006. I have more to this story, but I don't need to be treated like an idiot. Today is May 4, 2018, one full year after I wrote some words in Denver, Colorado to my family, specifically directed at my mother. My mother has never truly understood the dimension of memetic resistance and the hate collective that I am being targeted from. But I do. I live on a Social Security disability fixed income that is a little bit over the average disability income. Because I worked for a living before I was infected with HIV, AIDS, first being tested pause with AIDS symptomatic progression, T cell count less than 200, in September of 1999. Since I have been the classification as a person living with HIV, AIDS, a major break in opportunity has occurred. This cause to effect is disturbing to understand from 2018 perspectives. I have lost my housing again in HIV, AIDS subsidized housing specifically. In Denver, I attempted to create a school concept to hold me legitimized. IT failed even though it's still online in materials. It is called the Awesome Chromobone Glows and Blows Playroom,